The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.
We've had some time now to digest what Finance Minister Tito Mboweni served up in his 2021 budget speech. And as usual, the most analysts agree that it was a mixed bowl of good and not so good. But for a closer look at the impact on the business and corporate environment, I'm joined now by Nedbank CIB's research analyst, Rizwana Sumad. Rizwana, thank you very much for joining us. We've all had some time to delve a little into the ingredients of the Finance Minister's budget speech. What were the key takeaways for you?
Thanks so much for having me, Gary. And I think this budget was a bit different compared to the previous budgets in that there was more good in it than we had expected. Some of the key takeaways from the budget is the composition of expenditure, how expenditure decisions are being made, and where the government is forecasting large expenditure reductions. For example, if you look at the wage bill is forecast to be reduced by about 143 billion rands over the next 3 years. We do know that the wage bill has been growing excessively or at levels well above inflation since at least 2007. And so in the current environment where we have very high debt levels, we need to reduce spending, and that's one area where the government has decided to cut spending. The second aspect is baseline spending reductions of around 163 billion rands over the next 3 years that has been announced, and this is comprised of various programs of the government, funds being social program, maintenance programs, municipal grants that don't seem to be spent fully previously, programs that are wasteful or are duplicated or inefficient. And so they've identified a number of these programs to cut spending on over the next 3 years that will have a little negative impact on growth. So I think the focus from an expenditure side is that they make better spending decisions to focus on capital expenditure or infrastructure spending to build the economy, to add to growth, rather than spending on aspects that are wasteful and that does not generate future growth. In terms of revenue, the key upside surprise there was that we're not getting any major tax hikes. In fact, they've provided a personal income tax relief by increasing the tax brackets by 5%, which is well above current inflation rates. And the potential for corporate income tax rate to decline to 27% from the current 28%. Those are some of the key upside surprises from a revenue perspective. That and the fact that gross tax revenue estimates over the next 3 years are about 300 billion rands higher over the forecast period because of the upside revenue surprise that has come through in November and December last year, and into January this year as well. In terms of what was a bit sort of lukewarm is the government's debt to GDP projection. While it is much lower than the 2020 MTBPS, it's still substantially higher than the 2020 budget. And over the forecast period, we don't see any forecasted declines on a year-on-year basis in terms of the debt-to-GDP ratio. So it continues to rise even until 2023-2024. And I think the good news from a debt perspective is that National Treasury projects a primary budget surplus by only 2024-25, and thereafter they see the debt to GDP ratio declining. So I think we've got a few years to wait or to rather implement a lot of the expenditure restraint and better expenditure decisions while recouping a lot of revenue benefit from better growth over the next few years in order to eventually see debt to GDP ratios falling in the very long run.
Rizwana, in your analysis, you say or you see South Africa's economy emerge from recession in 2024. What do you base that on?
So South Africa's economy, technically, we have already emerged from a recession given the sharp increase in GDP growth in the third quarter of last year. However, I think what the world is now and analysts are now focused on is when are we going to emerge from the pandemic? or rather the impact of the pandemic on a GDP. So essentially, when we were in lockdown 5 and level 5 and level 4 lockdown restrictions in the middle of last year, that had a big negative impact on GDP. And it's going to take multiple or several quarters, at least until the end of 2023, for our GDP to rise back to levels that we are used to before the pandemic. So it will take quite a number of years. And if you look at what the IMF has been saying, what the Reserve Bank has been saying, and what National Treasury is now forecasting, along with our forecast, we're expecting the economy to emerge from this pandemic or to recover fully from this pandemic only by the end of 2023, early 2024. Some of the reasons for this recovery is as a result of an improvement in consumption spending over the next few years, so gradual increase in consumer spending and an improvement in investment spending. Not so much in 2021, but potentially into 2022 and 2023. So South Africa is a consumption-intensive economy. A lot of our growth is focused on the services industry or services sector as well. And so in the next few years, we are likely to see some of those components recovering to pre-pandemic levels. Now, I must stress that the economy is still very weak, and unlike advanced economies that can afford rapid vaccine drive and get their economy back to normal activity levels by as soon as the end of this year or early next year, South Africa, being a small emerging market economy, we've faced delays with regards to procuring vaccines. That is going to take us some time to emerge from the pandemic and move into sort of normal activity, physical activity levels in the economy, rather than some of our advanced economy counterparts. So it is it will be a sort of a gradual recovery into 2024. Whereby our GDP will probably recover to 2019 levels or levels that we were used to before the pandemic.
Fascinating insights. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Rizwana Sumad of Nedbank CIB. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.